Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2. That's the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2. And it reads as follows: When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Amen. Amen. I want to speak today on the topic pride. There are several definitions of the word pride. One of the dictionary definitions of pride is reasonable self-esteem, confidence and satisfaction in oneself, self-respect. Now, the scripture is not talking about having self-respect for oneself. There is nothing wrong with being confident or feeling proud of what you or someone dear to you has done. This is human nature. In many cases, we should feel proud of what we have done, given the hard work we put in to reach that goal. Now, here are some examples. Number one, getting your high school diploma and/or getting a college degree. You work very hard to reach those goals, and you should be proud of that achievement. Number two, getting a new car or your first car. You probably had to save some money to get it, which is a financial sacrifice. Number three, getting your own place to live. That required another financial sacrifice that you had to make to get your own place. You feel proud of yourself for finally leaving the nest, so to speak. You get to do things your way instead of following the rules of your parents' house. Now, everybody knows that your parent has rules and regulations. And you know that some of them you disagree with. However, they were put there for a reason. And oddly enough, when you get your own place, you follow some of those same guidelines, whether you want to admit it or not. Amen. Amen. You also, your parents are very proud of you, but they're even happier that you have left the home, okay? Let's just keep it real. Amen. Here's number four. You get a real job. You can support yourself. You learn the difference between what you want versus what you need. You learn this by spending more than you have or spending all that you have and not saving. And you don't know exactly how you're going to pay your bills or eat. That is learning what the difference between a want and a need is. Also, you will find out that living at home was a blessing because your parents pay for everything. When you get a real job, you have to pay for everything. Amen. Amen. You got to buy your own clothes. You got to buy your own food. You got to furnish your place. You got to pay the rent. You got to buy furniture. You got to have insurance. All of these things your parents took care of. You didn't have to worry about any of that. Well, when you get a real job and you're out on your own, these things become your priorities. Amen. Amen. Now, speaking of parenthood, you feel, as a parent, you feel a sense of pride when your kids do well, right? Like, for instance, if your kids are not in jail or have not done any jail time, you should be thanking your lucky stars and praising God, because that's not always the case. Amen. The second thing, you're happy for your kids when they finish school, because normally, I know if you have more than one kid, there's always one kid that you must force to go to school. You know which one it is. I'm not going to tell you which one of my son or daughter was the one, but there was one. Trust me. And when she finally graduated, I cried because I didn't believe the girl had it in her. Amen. Amen. I just gave away who it was. Amen. As parents, you're proud when your kid gets a job and can pay their own way. Isn't that great? No longer are they dependent on you. Amen. They're doing things their own way with their own money. Praise the Lord. Lastly, how do you feel when your kids take you out to eat and they pay the bill? Isn't that something, huh? They actually take you out to dinner or lunch and they pay the bill. That's when a parent feels a sense of pride. Amen? Amen. Now, I've just given you a few examples of pride. There are limits to how much pride we can have at any given time. The other dictionary definition of pride is exaggerated self-esteem and conceit. There is a fine line between having pride and being prideful. Now, let's go back and look at each example with prideful behavior. Number one, remember I talked about getting your high school diploma and or getting a college degree? Let's say you get one. Your ego kicks in and you brag about what you have done. Right? You brag to someone who has not finished school to make yourself feel better, right? That's pride, the wrong kind of pride. Amen? What about when you get that first car, a new car? You make sure that you drive around and find people that do not have a car and brag about the fact that you do have one, right? That's prideful. That's wrong. What about when you get your own place? Now, you have friends or people that you know that either do not have their own place or even some are homeless, okay? Your ego and pride kick in and you brag about having your own place. You tell them that you can come and go as you please and have no rules. Now, you never take into consideration how bad you're making the other person feel with your bragging, but you don't care because it's stroking your ego, okay? Okay, here's another one. Let's say you get a good job, right? You tell your friends, some of which are working in retail, fast foods, or don't have a job at all, about your new job, the amount of money that you're making, and having weekends off, right? Knowing that your friends don't have that luxury, and they're hearing you brag on it, does not make them feel good, doesn't edify them. All it does is strokes your ego, right? Amen. It's not right. It is not right. What about that example where you invite your parents to dinner and pay the bill? Now, that sounds good on paper, right? But what if you took them to dinner so you could stroke your ego and tell people that you did this and that makes you feel good about yourself? See, this dinner wasn't about you treating your parents at all. It was about you having something that you can go around and brag about. That's pride. Now, as a parent, I mentioned that you feel a sense of pride when your kids do well, right? But there are parents who go around bragging about their kids not being in jail to someone whose kid has either been in jail or in jail, right? Or their kids aren't doing that well, right? You do this to stroke your ego. You don't care about how they feel by you telling them this, okay? That's sad. You brag about how your kids have finished school or have a college degree. You tell people whose kids may or may not have done the same thing, okay? Not every kid is going to finish high school. Not every kid is going to go to college, let alone get a degree. But that doesn't stop you from telling them what your kids have done. You don't consider the fact that you're making them feel bad by stroking your ego, okay? Now, here's the other thing. Your kids get their own place. You brag about your kids having their own place to people whose kids are still living at home. This makes them feel bad, but it strokes your ego. Again, that's prideful behavior. You brag that your kid took you to dinner and paid the bill. You brag to people whose kids may not have been able to do this. This does not make that person feel good, but it strokes your ego. Again, that's nothing but pride. I have a question. Did we ever thank God for all those blessings that I mentioned? Surely we did not get our own place, get a car, get a good job, or finish school without the help of the Lord. We take far too much credit. When we are prideful, instead of being humble or just being having been proud. It's okay to be proud, but prideful is a whole different ball game. Did we give God glory for helping us? Did we even mention God? You got to understand, saints, that we can do nothing of our own strength, but by His grace, we can accomplish all things. Amen? Amen. I have given you examples of being proud versus being prideful. The NIV Bible states the following. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The scripture warns us about pridefulness. It clearly states that people with pridefulness will fall. What does that mean? It means the following. As quickly as you gain these things, you can lose them. Pride comes before the fall, right? I can give you a real life example of being prideful, and I'm not proud of it. When I got my first real job, I bragged about it. I told my parents what I was doing and how much money I was making. What I didn't know at the time and found out later when my father retired from the government was that my dad did not finish high school and was making less money than as I was started out. My starting salary was higher than his current salary. I saw my dad work long hours, drive to work in the snow, work the night shift, and get injured on the job twice. He worked in a warehouse that was cold in the winter and too hot in the summer. Even though he was underpaid, he never called out sick or complained. His goal was to provide for his family. My dad, to me, is the definition of a real man. Now, my pridefulness blinded me from any of these facts. I was so caught up in stroking my ego that I hurt my dad without even knowing it. When I saw his last paycheck and saw what it was compared to what my paycheck was, I cried. I was like, how dare them? The man that worked all these years and that's what he was making? And I had the nerve to brag about what I was making. I felt like an absolute jerk, okay? As a result of my pridefulness, God brought discomfort to my job. So much so that I had to leave after a few years. Not only did God punish me financially, but He punished me for bragging about it. I spent the rest of my dad's life trying to make up for it. It haunts me to this day. When we brag about a blessing or become full of ourselves, this is wrong. I was disgraced by my actions with my dad, and I deserve to be punished. I fell hard as a result. I had to repent for my actions and my words. Only after I repented did things begin to turn around for me. My relationship with my dad changed for the better as a result. The last part of the scripture talks about wisdom coming when we are humble. Like I said, I found this out the hard way. And unfortunately, in my life, that's how I learn lessons, usually the hard way. But I'm wiser now about what pride can do and the cost of being prideful. Through God, we can now deflect our praise to Him, saying to God be the glory. Because God did it, we just went along for the ride. That wisdom came through repentance. I had to repent, and I had to mean it. And only then did I gain the wisdom even to speak this word. I tell my story so that others will not make the same mistake that I did. It is true. Pride comes before the fall. But equally as true is that through God and humility, you will gain the wisdom not to be prideful and live a better life. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth, in the name of Jesus, we come, giving you praise for this word. Thank you, Father, for using me and using my real life example. Thank you for spanking me, causing me to fall so that I could repent and wise up. Father, please forgive us all. We all have fallen short in this area. We've exhibited prideful behavior in our lives. We repent for that, Lord. Help us to be okay with being proud of our accomplishment, but let's not be prideful. Father, I pray that this word will reach many throughout the world. May you be glorified in it, Lord. May it touch the hearts of those who hear it to understand exactly what I'm saying. Father, you're good. You're great. You're awesome. We love you, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.